Paul Muller, who is the executive director of the Cincinnati Preservation Association, is in the studio with me tonight. I'm always delighted to be with him. We're going to talk about a project that the association is involved in that's a bit different from what they usually do, which are normally homes. Paul, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Oh, thank you, Barbara.
I want you first to tell us about the locale of this, because it's in Columbia, Tusculum, and you had some interesting historic information to share with me about that area.
Yes, it's on the eastern side of Cincinnati near Lunken Airfield, and there are a couple of cemeteries over there that people know about. Pioneer Cemetery has a very nice approach to it, and it's well marked, well cared for by the Cincinnati Park Board. But the Columbia Presbyterian Cemetery, which is also called Fulton Mechanics Cemetery, is really tucked behind some railroad tracks and some dead-end streets and warehouses. It was really sort of off the beaten path for a long time, which led to a lot of the neglect and vandalism that occurred over the years. Something that has recently helped bring it a little more to people's attention is the new bike trail runs right along it. And so we're hoping to do some marking on there, a historical marker, where people can stop and look and see what's there.
Well, and that area predates the settling of Cincinnati, is that right?
Yes. John Seitz came out here in the early 1780s with a group of people, many of whom are buried in Pioneer Cemetery and marked, and some of whom are in Columbia Presbyterian Fulton Mechanics.
There is a really interesting significance to this particular cemetery in that there are some people from the Revolutionary War buried there, as far as we know. Is that correct?
Yeah, we think there are six, maybe more, Revolutionary War veterans. Obviously, they didn't die in the war, or they would have been buried somewhere else. But a few years ago, the Society of Colonial Wars went to a great deal of effort to get tombstones reconstructed for them to mark their place of internment. The other thing that's exciting about the cemeteries, in many ways, it represents the people who created Cincinnati, the birth of our whole region.
From what I read, it is thought that there's a Sergeant William Brown who's buried there that received something special from George Washington.
And I have to qualify by saying there's a lot of evidence that suggests he's buried in Fulton Mechanics Cemetery, but it is not established conclusively right now. He owned property adjacent to it. He was the deacon of the church that was right there. General Gano actually wrote in a diary that the Historical Society has that attended the internment of Sergeant Brown at the Columbia Cemetery today. So we think that is where he is. But William Brown's a very interesting character. He received what eventually became the Congressional Medal of Honor from George Washington, and only three of those were awarded during the Revolutionary War. And Washington knew who did what, so we think it was probably justly awarded. It was called the Badge of Military Merit, and it was in the shape of a silk purple heart. So it gets kind of confusing. And later when they made the purple heart, there was a little bit of confusion about whether this medal represented that or what the Congressional Medal of Honor does. But I think generally people say this is the forerunner. And he got it for leading almost a suicide mission during the Battle of Yorktown. It was called a Forlorn Hope, which I think tells you a lot right in the words. The French were going to attack the first level of redoubts. These are these sort of round fortifications that the British were in at Yorktown. And the Americans needed to have a troop attack a second level of redoubts that protected the river. And William Brown did that. And apparently the battle went really well. And in maybe 15 or 20 minutes, they took this well-fortified position. And it's credited with really tipping the balance in that battle. As Dr. Ken Tankersley says about this, if William Brown hadn't been successful, we'd be singing God Save the Queen a lot more.
And Dr. Tankersley actually has worked with you on this project. He's at the University of Cincinnati in the archaeology department, yes?
Yes, and we'd love to draw on his expertise for our work. Cincinnati Preservation Association started as the Miami Purchase Association to save the archaeological sites at Shawnee Lookout. Actually, there are very strong connections between Miami Preservation Association and the Department of Archaeology at the University of Cincinnati that grew out of that. Dr. Tankersley, though, is carrying on the charge right now. When I mentioned Fulton Mechanics Cemetery to him at an award ceremony that we were jointly at, he practically grabbed me by the shoulder and said, "That's the most important cemetery in Ohio." And he rattled off all of the reasons it was. He said, "I'll do anything you need. We'll get students out there. We need to do ground penetrating radar. We will help you with anything." And that sort of helped. We'd already had it brought to our attention by one of our board members, Tony Woodward, who's in the Society of Colonial Wars. And he kind of tapped me on the shoulder and said, "You know, as CPA does these buildings all the time, we also need to think about cultural landscapes, and in particular, this cemetery.
Well, one of the things that's interesting is that you are, of course, working with this very old place and using some very up-to-date technology. So magnetic field imaging as well as ground-penetrating radar. Talk a little bit about that and what you actually showed me some pictures, which we both agreed didn't say a lot to us, but that Dr. Tankersley immediately got a lot of information from.
We were fortunate to get some funding, and we brought in a consultant from Lexington that does this all over the country with really sophisticated ground-penetrating radar. Soil carries with it certain orientation based on the Earth's magnetic fields are changing all the time. And so if you disturb it and put it back, the disturbed area has a different magnetic orientation than the rest of the soil around it. And so they're able to slice through the ground at different levels and see what they have there. And we ended up with these graphics which show basically where people are interned, and then we have the surface information about where the tombstones are. They don't always line up. It wasn't a surprise at all to Dr. Tankersley. He said movement over time. You get a cemetery this old, you have a lot of that. But we did find some very interesting information about where in the cemetery different time periods of people were buried.
Do you gather all the information you need that way, or is there actual excavation at some point?
No, we won't be doing any excavation at the cemetery. That's a pretty extreme approach. Although there is this interest in William Brown, and one of his relatives was at one of the presentations we made. People suggested we get his DNA. There wouldn't be much we could do with it, though. There are many sources of information about what's there. Because it was an early settlement area, there are records of who was buried there. We actually have plats that show where they are. Some of that information conflicts, some is valid. But it all needs to be analyzed by professionals, people way beyond my capacity in this. And then you need to establish an interpretive approach to it. Many of the tombstones are there, but they're broken, they're shattered in pieces. And the long-term goal would be to put those tombstones back together when we can determine exactly which ones go together. We'd like to bring in a materials conservation laboratory from Philadelphia who we work with. They've done a lot of the cemetery restoration on the East Coast, and their strategy is basically to keep it all on site and to do just a few tombstones in the first few years and then put them in place and see how they weather. Because the biggest mistakes that have been made in tombstone restoration have been to do too much at once with an inappropriate technology. And even if you know what kind of stone it is, it's already had a history of weathering. It'll have a different history on that particular site. They're really cautious when they do this.
So even though these tombstones are in that condition you describe, is there still lettering legible on them?
Many of them, you can actually read what's there. Some have suffered erosion, where even if they're still together and standing up, you can't see them. And then others are really almost fist-sized fragments that are collected. So the tombstones are one level. Another level would be how to treat the landscape of the area. There was some historic iron fencing that was around it that we'd like to reestablish. And then we'd like to have some interpretive material up at the bike path. This is a site that people would actually come to see from a long way away. And we get calls now from people who, now that it's sort of been talked about a little, who have relatives there or have heard about it and want to visit.
Paul, over what time will you be involved with reclaiming or renovating the cemetery?
There's been an active group of volunteers who've been caring for this probably for the last 15 years. And we'd like to bring some resources to it so that we can fund things that go the next step. It's probably at least a 5-year project.
Thanks for your work on it. It's fascinating.
Oh, we love bringing little bits and pieces of Cincinnati's history back, and people really seem to enjoy it.
I've been talking with Paul Muller. He's the executive director of the Cincinnati Preservation Association. You'll find more information about this and about the Columbia Presbyterian Fulton Mechanic Cemeteries at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Barbara Gray.